You be the tap when in the car, go touch. Yeah, with only one touch, everything goes out to the between us. Girl, I miss you so much,
so much.
You say, make me no rush. Now you don't touch. Why is this happening to me? Now you got me screaming, oh no, no, no. Why you be sad as loving all the show? Cause the way when you ain't, I let go. This love no go go. When I see you with another man walking hand in hand, it makes me feel so sad. Oh no, if not so long, tell me where I stand. Am I still the special man? Will you love so much? Cause the more I see, the less I understand.
Tell me,
am I still that special man? You give me small, small, no, 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 no. Tell me why you just push me to the wall, making me to fall, killing me small, small. Baby, come back to me, cause everything don't spoil,
it don't spoil.
I wanna be around you,
cause I
cannot do without you. Let me be the one to make you smile every day and night. Cause you know, say I've been screaming, oh no, no, no. Why you be saying this love in all the show? Cause the way when you and I hear it go, this love no go go.
When I see you,
when I see you,
get out of the
rain, out of the
walking and the
day, it makes me feel so sad,
feel so bad.
Oh no,
it's so sad.
If not so good,
so
tell me where I stand. Am I still that special man? When you love so much, cause the more I see, the less I understand.
Tell me,
am I still that special man?
Oh,
I wanna be around you,
cause I
cannot do without you.
And I,
let me be the one to hold you tight every day and night. Cause you know, see,
yeah, I,
baby, I love you.
And I
never place the one above you.
I,
let me be the one to make you smile every day and night. Cause you know, see,
when I see you,
you are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
You there, I go there. True, why they talk me, I know they lie, yo. Yeah, yeah. If you leave me today, girl, I don't die.
Well, a very good afternoon to you and you and you. It is Sounds of Kwame Eugene. I actually take you guys back in time, back in the days when Afrobeat music was the thing. It is still the thing. I know some of you will argue and say that it is still the thing, but compared to back in the years when I was still growing up, you know. I know I'm still growing up, but back in the years when I was still growing up, you know, as a teen, this is, you know, the type of music we used to listen to. Not specifically this one, but let me rather refer to the first song that I played, which is P-Square, Am I Still That Special Man? Yeah, those were the songs we used to play back in the days, you know, way before I even got to understand what is the message, what does the message in the song actually means. Am I still that special man? Nah. Back then when I was listening to the music, I'm sure I did not have any special man. I didn't even think about having a special man. But yeah, I'm just trying to make you understand how old the music is. And of course, it was actually a lovely, lovely time. And, it still amazes me as to how far I have become as an individual. You know, it's such a long time. I'm looking at these songs that I used to listen to 17 years back, 16 years back, 20 years back. And you wonder, has it really been that long? Really? But yeah, that is life. Such is life. So it is 14 past the hour of 4. Allow me to welcome you to the crossover that is with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6. I don't know if my voice is sounding fine with you guys, but I have a cough. And it has been persistent for quite a few days now, but I'm hoping it subsides. Is it the correct pronunciation of the word? It subsides. Yes, it subsides. It goes away from my voice. You know, one thing I usually say is that as radio hosts, we can endure some other illnesses, but not illnesses that have to play with your voice, you know, such as the flu, such as the cough. Such illnesses, we really don't do well with them because we work with our voices, right? And if I'm having flu and my voice is gone, that automatically means I cannot come and do my job, that is to keep you guys company. So this is why I honestly don't like getting flu or cough. And I'm actually glad that since beginning of this year, I didn't have flu and a cough as well. I only got a cough like last week. And I know the reason why I got the cough. It's not because It's in the air and everybody's having it. But for me, I know the reasons why I ended up having the cough. So I've really been very happy at the fact that I haven't, you know, gotten what everybody else is getting, which is the cough and the flu. Everybody has been coughing. Everybody has been having a flu. It seems like it's in the air. Luckily for me, I haven't gone that route as of yet. Yeah, so I'm really grateful. Whatever I'm doing to keep my immune strong, I think I'll continue doing it, even though I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's being happy. They usually say that when you are happy, you also have a very strong immune system. So yeah, a very good afternoon to you, man. It is a Sunday, the first week of the first day. Yeah, it is the first day in a new week. Whether your week starts tomorrow or your week starts today, we can all agree and say that it is indeed a new week. So the previous week is long gone, and we are about to wrap up the month of March 2026. So we only have like two more days to go. And Wednesday, we will be in the fourth month of the year 2026. So, yeah, good things, good things. I don't know if 2026 is moving slowly or it's moving on the right pace. For me, I haven't experienced 2026 as a year that is like flying like the way I experienced 2025. 2025 was really, you know, flying. I don't know my voice, but yeah, I'm audible. All I know is that I'm audible. You guys can hear me. And, So as I was saying that I honestly didn't experience, much in 2025, but yeah, it really flew. 2025 was not here to play. 2025 knew why it was here. It came and it went. So I don't know about 2026. I am yet to experience how 2026 is moving. I know other people have said that it's moving very slowly. Other people have said that it's moving very fast. For me, I haven't yet really gotten, you know, the catch of 2026 as to how far it is moving. But regardless, we are here and soon we will be in the fourth month. So we are getting into a new quarter. So we are getting into the first quarter of the year 2026. I think one day we should talk about these quarters in a year, because I've realized that a lot of people don't know or they don't understand how the quarters in the year work. You know, that's something I've realized, but that's another topic for another day, where we will talk about which quarter is which. Which one is quarter one? Which one is quarter two? Which one is quarter three? And which one is the last quarter? So currently we are in the last quarter. Yeah, I know somebody might be asking how, why, but currently we are in the fourth quarter, and the 1st of April, we are getting in the first quarter of 2026. Let me not confuse you. One day, if I recall, we will talk about the quarters of the year so that we can all know and understand the quarters of the year. So yeah, good afternoon to you and you and you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We got some rain in Windhoek. On Friday, I saw a report. Was it on Friday or Thursday? Thursday. Yeah, on Thursday, I saw a report that we were going to get rainfall. That is in Commerce and other parts of the country. And this rain would go on up until, I think, this coming week. Yes. I'm just not sure which day particularly, but I know we will have rain, I think, this coming week as well. So Friday was very nice, even though Friday I woke up to thunder. I was not expecting thunder, because when I slept, I didn't see any rain. I didn't see any signs that it was going to rain as heavily as it did on Friday. I remember seeing somebody who shared on their status the forecast, which was for the weekend as well as the coming week. Just not sure which day. But I slept and I think I woke up. I don't know what time was that. It was like serious thunder, like thunder, serious, serious thunder. And I was so shocked as to where did this rain come from? And then I remembered, hell yeah, you saw a forecast that predicted that there was rain throughout the weekend and the coming week as well. Yesterday, yes, it rained a bit. And the funny thing about Windhoek rain is that it's raining in different parts, you know. When it's raining here in Klein Windhoek, it's not raining the other side of Katutura. And when it's raining in Katutura, it's not raining the other side of where. So it's raining differently in different locations, which is really crazy. Yeah. Today when I looked at the news, when I woke up, I saw that there was some flooding in Okahanja Park. There's a family that experienced flooding. I don't know how many families or households experienced flooding, but I happened to see that. And I was wondering, because the report says that the rain is from last night, but where I live, the rain did not fall last night. So I was like, yeah, it's Windhoek rain, but I guess it's here to say goodbye. We were looking for the rain. It was nowhere to be found. So maybe it's here to say goodbye right before we get into the season that I don't like. No. The people who usually go on and preaching winter is here. We love winter, blah, blah, blah. They really, really amaze me because I don't like winter. I'm not a fan of winter. I will never be a fan of winter. And probably this is why I do not plan on moving on to Europe or those countries where they really experience winter. Not this winter that we usually experience here, but like real winter, OG winter. Because I'm a summer baby and I do well with the heat. Sometimes it does get to me, but in all honesty, I will always love the heat. I'll always prefer summer than winter. 22 past the hour of 4, so today we have a very nice conversation. Hopefully you guys will join in and, you know, give your 2 cents here and there when I ask you guys to come through. So, yeah, let's go for a little Purple Rain. Yes, Purple Rain. And on the other side, I will see you and we will get right into what we are talking about today on this cloudy Sunday afternoon. And also shout out to all the lovers out there. Sundays are for lovers. They usually say that. I don't know whoever came up with that concept, but I like it, to be honest. I like Sundays are for lovers, you know, jealous down to the lovers. If you are listening and you are with your partner, shout out to you guys. Maybe you can request a song and I might just play it. A song that you can dedicate to all the lovers out there. And the reason why I agree with Sundays being for lovers is because I wouldn't want people gallivanting on Sunday or doing things that are going to exhaust them. And it makes them become unproductive during, all the upcoming week. So this is why I prefer Sundays are for lovers. Because people get to be with their lovers and, you know, maybe Netflix and chill, YouTube and chill, Showmax and chill, DSTV and chill, whatever. As long as you are in the company of your lover, you guys maybe are cooking, eating, you know, cuddling. This is a very nice weather to cuddle, by the way. Hey? So shout out to all the lovers. Well, here is the sounds of the late Prince. This one that is titled Purple Rain. I will see you shortly. Do not go anywhere.
I only want to see you laughing. friend.
Now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Tonight gonna be a problem.
about you, baby. Yeah, you're something that'll drive you crazy.
Will you say that you stay?
Cause when we're down, they can love
me. And I wanted to wrap you in.
Sounds of Chris Brown, Warm Embrace. And before this one, well, the late Prince also came through with a song titled Purple Rain. Purple Rain, Purple Rain. Yeah, the vocals are not there. I am not a great singer, unfortunately. I'm not saying I'm not a good singer. I am not a great singer. I am a good singer. Not just great. So now let's get to what we are talking about today, right? And our discussion for today actually comes after the announcement that the Minister of Mines and Energy made on Friday, right? That is what prompted today's discussion. So a very good afternoon to you once more again. All if you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover right here on the only and the one talk radio station in Namibia, Eagle FM. So we all know that fuel prices in Namibia are set to increase from the 1st of April. That is Wednesday, right? Let me just verify. The 1st of April is Wednesday. Yes, it is Wednesday. So fuel prices are set to increase from the 1st of April, 2026. You know, with petrol going up by $2.50, and diesel by $4 per liter. So this is mainly due to global oil price pressures, which is linked to the ongoing Iran and Israeli war and tensions in the Middle East. I am sure we are all aware of the ongoing war between Iran and Israel. If you don't know what's happening, hey, I don't know what you are living for, but you need to acquaint yourself with this information on what is going on that side in the Middle East. So the government has stepped in to cushion the impact through the National Energy Fund, but the reality remains that the cost of living is definitely rising. Because when we know that when fuel goes up, a lot of things also go up, right? We all know that. And this is what we are going to talk about today. So today, we ask an important question to all of us. It's me and you guys. It's not only you guys. No, it's me and you guys. How can Namibians live within their means during rising fuel prices and global economic uncertainty? So today we are going to talk about, you know, living within our means. That is what we are going to talk about. As I mentioned before, that today's discussion is based on this report that we got on Friday from the Minister of Mines and Energy in regards to fuel prices increasing. All right. And we all know that when fuel increases, most of the things or every other thing also changes the price. The price is definitely going up. There's no two ways about it. I remember we were having a discussion on Sizuma, right before the war broke. I think the war started on a Friday, if I'm not mistaken. I only found out about it on Saturday night, right?
And then Sunday and then Monday, I came on air and we spoke about it. You know, the discussion that particular Monday, I remember very well, was that if the war continues to go on, fuel prices are likely to increase. And when fuel prices increase, that means that every other thing is also going to increase cost-wise. You know, we made jokes about, people should probably start investing in bicycles, because now bicycles, you know, they don't look as an important form of transport. But once we get to a point where fuel is very expensive, transport fees are also very high, people would resort to, you know, cycling or using bicycles. And, you know, there was a joke made that probably we should start buying bicycles right now, because as time goes on, they are likely to become very costly, very expensive. And this actually made me think of the time when COVID-19 also broke. You know, sanitizer is something we just used to see in the shops. I specifically really didn't bother about sanitizer. I would see it in shops. There are also other people, and I think I classify such people who would carry sanitizer before COVID-19 as people who are neat freaks. Yeah, I think that's the correct word. You know, people who just want to be clean. They don't like touching things immediately when they touch something. It registers on their brain as germs. So they immediately take out sanitizer to sanitize their hands if they are far from a tap where they can rinse off their hands. So that is how I saw people used to carry sanitizer before COVID-19. I would see it here and there, but rarely. It was something that you rarely saw another person having it or owning it. And then COVID-19 came. I remember the first report that I had. I think it was a friend of mine living in Keetmanswap. And she was like, sanitizers are out of stock in all the shops here. I was like, what? She was like, yes, sanitizers are out of stock this side. People are panic buying. I'm like, what? Yes. And then that thing also came this side. I remember people were buying sanitizer. I don't know where they got the information that if you sanitized your hands, you were likely not to, you know, contract COVID-19, something like that. But I remember very well, everybody bought sanitizer. Everyone was just panic buying sanitizer. If you went in the shop, you would not find sanitizer anyway. The shelves of sanitizer, they were completely empty. They were gone. So when we were talking about the thing of buying bicycles as a form of transportation that is going to be affordable if the war between Iran and Israel continued, my mind literally went back to that sanitizer moment where right now it doesn't look very serious or worrisome or important, because we haven't yet gotten to that situation, right? But when we get there, as I was saying, probably bicycles might start costing more than what they are costing now, unfortunately. So that is what we are going to talk about today, living within our means. You know, as we are facing the uncertainty, I want all of us to be prepared mentally, financially, emotionally, physically. Let us be prepared, because we don't know what is going to happen. But the least that we can do is try to learn how to live within our means, you know. Also, what prompted this conversation is I saw a tweet. Yeah, I don't know how we are going to move from calling things that are posted on X as tweets, because before it changed from Twitter to X, things that were posted on Twitter, they were tweets. So now that the whole application is X, I don't know how we call the things that are posted on X as what now? X is an X. I saw an X. No. Yeah, so I also saw a tweet that was shared on Friday. I can't recall the name, but in the message, the person who wrote the tweet, you know, was talking about living, you know, in your means, you know, living within your means. And if you were living a certain lifestyle and you realize that it's not working together, you know, things are not working together, there is no shame in downgrading, right? Downgrading your lifestyle. So I was like, let us and go have this conversation on air, because I feel like it is a very educating conversation where probably somebody out there is, you know, in limbo on how they are going to live, what they are going to do. It could be a great conversation for them. So this is what we are talking about today, living within our means. As I mentioned before, that when fuel prices go up, that also means that basically most things or everything in our lives, they are also likely to go up. Not likely, they will go up, unfortunately. So that is the issue with global wars. When global wars are taking place, when global wars are happening, you know, they affect local prices so much. Because if you look at the prices before the Ukraine and Russian war, the prices were a bit low, because I just feel like COVID came, as much as it went, it somehow just left a dent that can be completely removed, you know, because COVID, we also endured a lot of high inflations, you know, food, everything. Even the repo rate was also affected by COVID-19. And ever since COVID-19, you know, left, after COVID-19, we were just normal for a bit. And then Russia and Ukraine went into it. And then prices went way up, you know. And one thing about these global wars, or when these wars are taking place, when prices change, when these wars come to an end, or when, you know, things start to normalize, prices, they don't go back to, you know, where they were before everything, before they changed. That's also the sad thing about, you know, the effect of wars and every other thing on local prices, is that they don't go down, they never change, right? So now let's look at how fuel prices affect everyday life. Oh, my throat is getting dry and I forgot my water bottle. But yeah, it's okay. We continue. So as I mentioned before, that fuel prices affect our everyday life. And how do they do that? Let's start talking about transport. You know, transport becomes expensive. Way before the announcement of the increase in fuel prices, I had a conversation with a taxi driver who was saying that the taxi fare is going to change. Definitely it's going to change. And he was like, they have been requesting the trying to find, what is the word? Is it their union? I think it's their union. You know, he was saying that they've been requesting their union to change the taxi fare a long time ago, but it seems like they didn't see the need to change the taxi fares. But now that this war started and definitely the fuel prices are going up, the taxi fare is going to change. So fuel prices affect our everyday life in terms of transport, because it becomes expensive. And this is the part where we mentioned the bicycles in the conversation we were having on the Silozi show, that transport will become expensive. For example, some of us who come from Zambezi region, you know, transport fare with the bus from here, Windhoek, to Zambezi, it's expensive. The price is round about 650. Yeah, that is like 650 Namibian dollars that you have to pay for the ticket, just to go from Windhoek to Zambezi region. So now that transport fares are likely to increase, how much do you think we are going to be paying from Windhoek to Zambezi? If where we are right now, we are at 650 Namibian dollars, I can only imagine how much we are going to pay if transport fares change or if transport fares are increased, right? Because it's a lot. Already 650, I cannot afford paying 650 more than twice in a year. Where I am right now, I can't. I can't that every other month I'm traveling home just to go visit because of the transport fare. It's a lot. So if it changes, if it increases, it's going to be too much. Food prices. Food prices may rise due to transport costs. And we all know that we saw during the Ukraine and Russian war, cooking oil was very affordable. You know, before the Russia and Ukraine war, it was very affordable. And, you know, people didn't see the need to buy cooking oil in bulk because you could afford cooking oil any other day. If it finished today, you could afford to go buy cooking oil the next day. But when that war, you know, broke out, when that war started and it went on and on and on, we started seeing the price of cooking oil going up. Like the price of cooking oil was just going up and up and up. To the point where majority started buying cooking oil in bulk when it's on sale. Because buying it on its normal price, it became very expensive. So food prices, they do rise because of transport costs. You know, a lot of our food items that we import, they come through, and when they are coming through the transport, they use fuel. And if the prices of fuel are too high, that means that the costs of food is also going to be very high. You know, businesses, they increase their prices. If you used to buy bread at, because right now bread stands at, let me just say, plus minus $15. That is where bread is at right now. And that is something we used to buy back in the days, I think $5. You know, but the price has really increased enormously, unfortunately. So businesses, they're also likely to increase their prices. If you used to buy a loaf of bread at $15, you are likely to buy a loaf of bread at $18 or $20, unfortunately. And electricity. I don't know if you guys saw the other video that was trending where the other presenter was going on about no lead. Yes, electricity and other services, they may also increase. So fuel prices, when they increase, they do affect our everyday life. And unfortunately, it's out of our hands. There's really nothing we can do about it except, you know, trying to learn to live within our means. And this is why we are having this conversation. Because are Namibians prepared for high living costs? Are we? We are already struggling as it is right now. So the impact of the Iran and Israel war, if it continues, you know, if it continues, that means that the living costs in Namibia are really, really going to be very high. You know, we are talking about transport. We are talking about taxi and bus fares. We are talking about food prices. We are talking about businesses are likely to increase their prices, and also electricity and other services are also likely to increase. And when the part of electricity is already very expensive. Like right now, as it stands, electricity is very expensive. Sometimes when I'm buying electricity, I just look at the units and I'm like, how did we get here? And I think, back in the days when we started this thing of buying prepaid electricity back then was very affordable. If you are buying electricity for $30, you know, that would be 20 something units. Enough. But now you can't even buy electricity for $30. You can't. It's never happening. I think right now electricity starts from $50. And that $50, when you are buying it, probably you'll just get 20 units or 20 something units. Whereas it's totally different compared to when we were buying electricity back in the days. If you are buying units for $50, you'd get 40 something units, which was way, way better. So electricity already as it stands, it's very expensive, very, very expensive. So with the impact of fuel prices, if it also has to increase, I honestly don't know how we are going to survive, colleagues. I don't know. I think I'll just move back to Zambezi. Because if anything, one thing that we have discovered in our region is, you know, the power of solar energy. Yes. Zambezi is one of the regions that is really, really blessed with solar energy, you know. Growing up, we just used to complain about the heat. It's very hot. But I have realized that the people in the region are now using that to their, you know, to their benefit, you know. It's hot. Zambezi, it's very hot. I don't know, probably it could be the hottest region in Namibia. Because it's very, very hot. But the solar energy that comes with the heat is amazing. It's out of this world. So hence I'm saying if life becomes that expensive, electricity becomes that expensive, I might just hustle for a solar panel and just move back home, try and go figure it out there. Because I don't think we are prepared of the living costs that are coming our way. It is 8 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And now we will talk about living within our means. When we talk about living within our means, what is it that we are talking about? And if you are already living within your means, well, good for you. Kudos to you. I would advise you to, you know, advise those around you. Because this is a conversation that we can try to have with friends, with family members, in terms of how are you living currently? And with things about to change, what is your plan? How do you plan to live? Because we don't want to have friends and family members who are going to, you know, be problems in terms of asking. Please buy for me electricity. Please help me with, please my kids. No. So this is why I'm saying if you have mastered to live within your means, try to have this conversation with those around you, friends, family members, just to encourage them. If you notice that they don't know how to live within their means and they can live within their means, try to advise them to see how best, you know, they can adjust to live within their means. So we will go for a musical break and we'll come continue on the other side. Ways on how you can live within your means, right? So stay tuned. Do not go anywhere.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
You
You are now listening to The Crossover.
Baby, I swear, you've been
now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Waking up next to you in the middle of the week. Never needed anyone to send me off to sleep. And I know I said go slow, but I can't hold back no more. Got a premonition this ain't gonna be a thing. You make the weekend feel like a year. Baby, you got me changing 24/7. I want you here. I hope you feel the same.
About you all the time, 24/7, 365. It is the sounds of Zedd and as well as Katy Perry on this one that is titled the 365, bringing us to 5:07. It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in the city. I don't know about where you are. I don't know about where you are tuning us from, but it's cloudy this side, and I'm hoping it rains only when I get home, not before I get home. No. I want the rain to rain when I'm home. You know, it should rain heavily, so much heavily when I'm only home. So before the musical break, well, I said that we will come and discuss, or we will get to the core of our discussion, which is living within our means. And without any time wasting, let's get right into it. You know, when we talk about living within our means or living within your means, what are we talking about? So basically, the first thing we are talking about when we say live within your means or live within our means, we are talking about budgeting monthly expenses. You know, budget monthly expenses. When you live within your means, you will know that budgeting is the most important thing before you even do anything with your money. You know, I don't like people who just spend, you know, recklessly without even having to sit and have a thought, you know, just to think, what or how or why or when it comes to this money that I have. So if you want to live within your means, remember that you need to start budgeting monthly. and not just monthly, but monthly expenses. What are your monthly expenses? You know, if you have a car, how much do you fuel in a month? If you get a taxi or if you get a bus, how much do you spend in a month? You need to budget that. And when it comes to electricity, how much electricity do you utilize in a month? You budget for that. Water, you budget for that. Food, you budget for that. And also other things like your cosmetics, your Wi-Fi, your streaming services, if you have Netflix or if you have Showmax or DSTV, all of those things, you need to budget them so you know how much are you spending in a month, right? So when you know how much you're spending in a month, it's easy for you, you know, to always be able to meet your monthly expenses, right? So the second thing that you can start doing or do in terms of living within your means is to reduce unnecessary spending. Reduce unnecessary spending, colleagues. I realized that there are times when I spend unnecessarily, and usually it's when it's out of my control. Yeah, especially when I'm having cravings. You know, the bad thing or the sad thing about being a woman is that there are times when you just have cravings and there's nothing you can do about it except satisfying those cravings. Like, you need to feed those cravings. And for me, I've realized that is the only time where I will like really spend unnecessarily because it's out of my control. You know, I never planned on being a woman, you know. It's just something that happened and I found myself being a woman. So basically this is the only time I will find myself spending unnecessarily. And usually I think this one, maybe we can excuse women when it comes to unnecessary spending, when it's that time in the month where they can do nothing but feed the craving. But when we are talking about living within our means, we are talking about reducing unnecessary spending, buying things that you didn't budget for, or buying something because you are seeing it and it's there and you know you have the money to buy it, and then you buy. It's not necessary. And women, you are only excused during the cravings, you know, when the hormones are raging and your body is telling you, I want capana and salsa right now, and there's nothing you can do because you can't do capana in the house. You also can't do the salsa that they do at single quarters, as nice as it is. You can't do that. So you just have to find your way to single quarters, go eat capana with the salsa from there, unfortunately. But also when it comes to one thing that I've realized also that usually makes me to spend unnecessarily is sell. Yay. 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 I love sale, to be honest. If you don't know what sale is when items are reduced to a certain price from the normal price. So if you tell me that two 2-liter cooking oils, they are going for $100, two of them, that $100, whether it was for emergency whatsoever, it's going to buy the cooking oil, unfortunately. But my advice is that let us learn how to live within our means. If you don't need that cooking oil and you need that $100 to be there for a rainy day, please avoid going to buy the cooking oil. Just keep the $100 there. And also another thing when it comes to living within our means is, you know, use transport wisely. Don't just be, traveling around. Rather use transport wisely. If you don't need to be in Oshakati, Shanangombe, you know, don't go there. If you have no business in Oshakati, Shanangombe, don't go there. Stay in Windhoek, you know. Avoid using transport unnecessarily or unwisely. No, colleagues. Just because you know that, oh, I have this money in my savings account and I feel like I want to go home. I want to go eat the pap at home and the fish at home, especially like now. Let me give an example. In fact, I shouldn't have given the example of Oshakati Shanangombe. I think I should have given the example of Zambezi region. colleagues from Zambezi, there's no need for you to be traveling to Zambezi right now unnecessarily just because there's flood water. Yes. One thing I can tell is that my people and flood water, they love flood water because flood water brings a lot of fish for us. So it's a moment where we really eat fish. And it's a moment where we really love being at home when it's flooding. So avoid transport, using transport unwisely. Don't go home because you want to go see the flood water, you know, ravaging through the Zambezi region, you know, flooding houses, flooding villages and all that. Let's not do that. Rather go home when you need to go home. When it comes to those who own cars, save your fuel. Yeah, fuel is going to be expensive now. Fuel is going to be costly now. So try as much as you can to save your fuel. Right? Don't be driving around going to unnecessary places where you are not supposed to. Stay home if you need to stay home so that you can save your fuel. Another thing is to avoid debt. Avoid owing money. Avoid owing things because it is not a good time to be in debt right now. Honestly speaking, if you can avoid debt, please do that. It is for your own benefit. And also learn to prioritize needs over wants. Like I said, sometimes the cooking oil that is on $100, 2 liters of cooking oil on $100, you might not need those cooking oil. So if you know deep down your heart that you don't need that cooking oil, there's no need for you to go and buy that cooking oil. We need to prioritize needs over wants, you know. Before you purchase anything, ask yourself, is there a need for this thing? And if the answer is no, please leave it alone. You don't have to buy it. Rather, save that money. And also another thing, let's support local products. I think we have all seen how affordable some local products are. I think an example that I can give you in terms of support local products is when it comes to vegetables. You know, I used to buy my vegetables mostly in shops like onions, tomatoes, green peppers, carrots. I used to buy those in shops most of the time. Until somebody introduced me, you know, to supporting local. Like we go to a certain market where we buy these things and they are really affordable, to be honest. And the quantity is a lot, you know. So let's also support local products because they help us live within our means. And also plan shopping. Don't just wake up and end up in the mall and you come back home with so many things you did not plan on buying. That is unnecessary. Learn to plan shopping if you know that you are going to shop or you want to go shop. Plan. And this is where budgeting also comes through. Because now you need to plan, what are you going to buy? How much is what? How much are you going to spend in total? So you know, when the amount that you budgeted for finishes while you are still in the mall, it's easy for you to tell yourself, Abigail, let's go home. We have spent the amount we intended to spend in this mall. Let's go home. Because I've seen when you are just shopping without a plan, you can end up buying the whole shop. And at the end of the day, you are left with nothing. You are broke. Even though other people try to justify it with saying, you know, I'd rather be broke and have bought myself that expensive perfume, or I'd rather be broke having bought myself that expensive pair of shoes or clothes or whatsoever. But in all honesty, nobody likes to be broke. I don't think if we had options to choose being broke and having money, I don't think anybody would choose to be broke. So if we can avoid being broke, let's just avoid being broke. You know, so in a nutshell, this is living within our means. There's so many things that we can do to, you know, adapt or change into living within our means. So if these are just a few of them, you can go out there and do your research on how you can live within your means, especially if you are struggling to live within your means. Also, the other thing that I probably is not on this list is, you know, avoiding peer pressure, having boundaries. I realize that sometimes also when you have boundaries, it's easy for you to live within your means. When people are saying, let's go out for dinner at the butcher's, what is the name of that place? Yeah, I forgot it. Butcher's Block. Yeah. It's one of the places I wish to go when I have money. So when friends or people in general are inviting you, let's go there at the Butcher's Block, and you know very well that your budget really does not accommodate that, you will just politely say, unfortunately, I will not be able to tag along, but maybe next time I may be able to tag along. So when you have boundaries, you know, when you don't easily fall under pressure, you are likely to live within your means. Instead of when you can't say no and people are saying, let's go to Midgard, and you are running to go to Midgard because you are scared of saying no to your friends or to those you hang out or your family members. And then the last money you're supposed to use for something else, maybe for groceries, you end up spending that money going to Midgard. When you come back, those people, they might have groceries already in their house and you don't. Now, what happens in that case? You don't have food at home. You end up having to go borrow money, and then that puts you in debt. And one thing that I said, if you want to live within your means, is to avoid debt. Avoid owing money. Yes. If you can avoid owing money, you are good to go. So peer pressure and not having boundaries are really things that put us in a lot of financial stress or financial problems that we had no intentions of finding ourselves in. So if you can avoid it, please avoid it at any cost. It is 21 past the hour of, no, it is actually now 22 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, let's go for a musical break, and on the other side, we will come wrap up this conversation. Do not go anywhere. Well, here is the R&B couple that was never a couple and probably will never be, Toni Braxton and Babyface, on this song that is titled The D Word. Yeah, it's like the more I speak, it's like the more my voice kind of also tries to run away from me. Let me just rest it a bit and we'll come finish up our conversation on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
And I'll always want you, want you.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Never wanna settle down, always wanna run around on the low.
It is Sounds of Joe Thomas, What If a Woman. Lovely sounds from the 90s. Is it the 90s or the early 2000s? I'm not sure. But yeah, indeed, old is gold. It's 22 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Now let's wrap up our conversation for today, which is about living within our means. Are we living within our means or beyond our means? Well, you need to ask yourself that question and do a retrospect. So we are going to look at the role of families and households when it comes to, you know, living within our means. I mentioned this before that if you as an individual, you know, or you have mastered the art of living within your means, you can also play a role when it comes to your family members and also your friends or those you share the same household with on how they can also master, you know, the art of living within their means. You know, you can start by teaching financial discipline. And this is something we actually start doing when the young are still young, you know, when they are still small. Teach them financial discipline, teach them how they need to know or how they need to learn living within their means. Because this is a very important aspect in our lives. We don't have to live within our means when we are facing uncertainty or we are facing a difficult time. Mm-mm. Living within your means should be something that you need to practice in your entire life, you know. Just knowing when it is enough. Yes, when is it enough for you as a person? And also we can try to help family members, friends, and those around us on how they can reduce on luxury spending. If you know that you have a family member or a friend who likes to spend on luxury things, you can advise them to reduce luxury spending. So that they start saving money. Saving money is very important. You know, saving money is very important because at the end of the day, if you don't save, but if you don't save, you will find out the hard way. And also we can start, you know, planning meals. Let us just not eat whenever we want to. Food is very expensive and it is likely to get more expensive. So let's plan our meals. What time are we eating? How many times are we eating? And what are we eating? We are just not to eat. We are not going to eat however we want to. And also if you find yourself living in the same household, right? It's advisable to share transport. Yeah, there's no need for you guys to be driving different cars all over, where you can share the same transport, you know. So share transport. This will help you guys to save money and also save on fuel. And also if you can use public transport, well, you can do that because sometimes using public transport is much, much affordable compared to when you have to drive and fill up your own vehicle. Because at the end of the day, economic survival starts at home, right at home. And of course, last but not least, financial discipline when it comes to economic pressure. One thing you need to do is save for emergencies. Save for rainy days. Like I said, don't take money you saved for an emergency to go buy 2 liter cooking oils because they are on special. There's no need. Avoid panic buying. There's no need to panic buy. I remember seeing this. The last time I saw panic buying was during COVID when people were panic buying sanitizer. Yay. You should have seen how empty the shelves of sanitizer were, to the point where shops had to come up with the maximum number of sanitizers each individual was allowed to buy. So we need to avoid panic buying. And also avoid unnecessary traveling. I mentioned this. There's no need for you guys to travel all the way from Windhoek just to go see the flood in Zambezi. No, colleagues, it's unnecessary. Let's just all view the flood on TV, on the internet, as well as the WhatsApp. Luckily, thank God for internet, because people can now share things and you can see them as they are. So there's no need for you to go all the way to Zambezi just to go, you know, see the flood. Remember to invest wisely and also focus on essentials. Don't spend unwisely. No. Because at the end of the day, discipline helps survive economic challenges. If you are disciplined, you are likely to survive economic challenges. But if you are not, you are definitely going to find out the hard way. So 23 minutes to go. We will go for a musical break before I come right back to come say my lovely goodbyes to you on this beautiful Sunday. Like I said, it should only rain when I arrive at home. Here is Justin Timberlake on this one that is titled Not a Bad Thing.
Is to see you tomorrow, and every tomorrow, maybe you're letting me borrow your heart. Is it too much to ask for every Sunday? If I were at it growing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, and they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be there. But I could be that guy to heal it over time. I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. Cause you might look around and find your dreams come true with me. Spend all your time and your money just to find out that voice you hear tonight, and every other night, for the rest of the nights that there are. Every morning, I just wanna see you staring back at me, cause I know that's a good place to start. I know people make promises all the time, and they turn right around and break them, and someone cut your heart open with a knife, and you bleed, yeah. Oh, I could be that guy to heal it over time. I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. Cause you might look around and find your dreams come true with me. Spend all your time and your money just to find out that my love was free. So
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
like I get caught in the middle, like it get caught up a little anytime that she's around. I be posted waiting on them, by looking to catch that head. I'm doing whatever, whenever, never forgot I said I'd be there when you want to get what you need. If you wanna receive the only, please believe you can.
It is the sounds of Nelly as well as Janet Jackson. Yes, Janet Jackson. On this one that is titled Call On Me, bringing us exactly to 10 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And in a few minutes, I'll be gone. You will be in the company of Hende that is on the Eagle Spot Zone. We'll be with you from the hour of 6 right up until the hour of 8 o'clock tonight. So I'd like to leave you with a few messages, which are as following. Well, world prices are rising due to global conflict. There is one thing you need to know. I said that if you don't know anything about the conflict between Israeli and Iran, you need to acquaint yourself with what is happening, because this affects your life. Yes, your daily life. So Namibia is affected because it imports fuel. The reason why we are so affected is because we import fuel, right? So this means that cost of living will definitely increase, but there is no need for us to panic buy. I'm not saying let's go out there and panic buy, or let's buy bicycles in bulk, because transport fares are going to increase, taxi fares as well as bus fares are going to increase. That's not what I'm saying. We just need to be aware of the fact that cost of living is going to increase. So it's very important that we live within our means, because it is necessary. I don't want all of a sudden reading high numbers of suicides because people could not just live within their means. No, I don't want that, to be honest. So financial discipline is very important. If you are not financially disciplined, try to find ways on how you can educate yourself so that you can become financially disciplined. And also remember, planning and budgeting can help you survive, right? You and your family members. When you practice planning and budgeting, it can help you guys survive. Let us just not do things because we feel like doing things. No, you need to plan and you also need to budget. At the end of the day, we cannot control global wars, but we can control how we manage our money and live responsibly. Remember that. At the end of the day, we cannot control global wars, but we can control how we manage our money and live responsibly. So yeah, 8 minutes to go. And with that being said, this is the end of our conversation for today. Live within your means. And I'd like to leave you with these key takeaways that I just mentioned now, in terms of, you know, the fact that fuel prices are rising, and this is because to global conflict that is going on in the Middle West, and also the cost of living is likely to increase, or it will increase. So living within your means is necessary, and also financial discipline and planning as well as budgeting are very important, because they can help you survive at the end of the day, you and your family. So always remember that when you are going into this new week, you need to remember the importance of living within your means. And this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. Well, I wish you a productive week ahead. And please avoid doing anything that is going to exhaust you on this Sunday afternoon. The weather is really together. We can just be indoors and enjoy the rest of the day. So from me, Abigail, I will see you next Sunday, which is going to be the first Sunday in the month of April. So it's going to be the 5th of April. Until then, it is adios. Do continue to listening to the rest of the broadcastings right here on the only talk radio station. Well, here is the sounds of her Damage.
If you got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. No more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I'm worth more than you could manage. Manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me silence. Promise that you won't let me fall. Loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time the whole time. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah, 'cause with me, no, you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage. Yeah, worry about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson. Going on. If you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I'm worth more than you could manage. Baby. Oh, you're falling for me. Oh, baby, I caught it. Oh, we could be whatever you want, call it. Promise that you won't let me fall. Oh, oh, oh. Holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time the whole time. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah. 'Cause with me, no, you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage. No, you could do damage. Yeah. Oh, you could do damage. Yeah. Oh, you could do damage. Oh,
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the eye.
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I myself back up.